You've written a story today. You were watching the Sunday Channel 9 football show.
Yep.
And Luke Ball was on the panel.
Yep.
And you didn't like the fact that Luke Ball was on the panel.
Well, I don't like the... Luke Ball is on another panel, Kevin, and that's the match review panel. Now, I don't think anybody on the match review panel should be in the media, because you'll be asked questions and you'll have to say, oh, I can't really answer that. And in the environment that the footy show is, which is a... And I think it's a good show. It's newsy. It's got good analysis. And
bit of fun sometimes.
And it's a bit of fun with Billy Brownless there. It's got a nice mix to it. So it almost sort of comes off flippant, as a flippant remark. And, you know, the panellists, Luke will fix that up. And those sorts of comments.
Did they ask him about Chris Yaron, did they?
Well, they showed
a vision of it.
Vision of incidents during the round, and they said, oh, you know, any doubtful one, well, you know, that's up to Luke. And I think it put Luke in an awkward position. I don't think anybody in the media should be on the match review panel. I don't think Daniel Harford should be on the tribunal rotation. And Michael Christensen, who has a radio spot.
RSN?
RSN. I don't think he should be on the match review panel. It puts them in awkward positions. It's not fair on their employer, and that being the radio stations, because they want those people to be able to talk strongly and boldly and give strong opinions about incidents that happened on the field, and they can't do that. And I think that at a time when the AFL's transparency and its judicial system is so under attack and lacking transparency, that it's just an own goal, Kevin, really. And the other, along with that, I would ban registered player agents from being in the media. They shouldn't be able to come on and, you know, do talk shows, because they'll be asked about players and they will not tell the truth. For obvious reasons, they will not tell the truth. And the other one, Kevin, is that, as I've mentioned before, I maintain that people in the media, registered media representatives, should not be allowed to bet on football.